SRN News. I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week as layoffs remained at historically low levels. Jobless claims for the week ending May 18th fell by 8,000 to 215,000, down from 223,000 the week before, according to the Labor Department. In total, 1.79 million Americans collecting jobless benefits. A former U.S. senator says President Biden's occasional verbal missteps are creating problems for his campaign staff. Bob Agnew has more.
Former Senator Jim Talent says not only are Biden's senior moments sometimes embarrassing.
It actually points out an interesting aspect of the campaign.
After all, the president's own comments are the very means by which he'll try to sell voters on his agenda and himself. But
when you have a candidate who can't reliably carry a message, it's difficult to develop a strategy to deal with it, because even if it's a good political strategy, you know, can he pull it off?
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A high-profile former prosecutor in Baltimore faces her own sentencing today.
Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, is to be sentenced in Greenbelt, Maryland, on perjury and mortgage fraud charges. Mosby was convicted by two separate juries of lying about her finances to improperly withdraw deferred retirement funds under provisions of the COVID Relief Act. She used the $90,000 for down payments on two vacation homes in Florida. The government argued that was improper because she falsely claimed the pandemic had harmed her travel-oriented side business. Mosby gained a national profile during the failed prosecution of six police officers in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is down 269 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 138. This is SRN News. Gambling is getting out of control.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has signed into law a ban on sex change operations for children. The measures make South Carolina the 25th state to restrict or ban such procedures for anyone under the age of 18. South Carolina now bars healthcare professionals from performing sex change operations and prescribing puberty-blocking drugs. This is SRN News. Another Russian general has been arrested as what appears to be a military purge continues.
Lieutenant General Vadim Shamarin is the fourth high-ranking defense figure to be arrested in Russia since April. He's been charged with large-scale bribe-taking and placed in pre-trial detention. Early this month, President Putin appointed a new defense minister, economist Andrei Belousov, in place of Sergei Shoigu, who'd been in post for 12 years. The move was widely seen as an attempt by the Kremlin to boost the army's efficiency and tackle corruption.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg. A long-delayed and complex project to bring a subway line under ancient Roman ruins and through Rome's historic center continuing. The project has been in the works for two decades, but slowed by bureaucratic and funding delays. It's scheduled to be completed by 2034. More details at srnnews.com.